Jessica's the wine steward at Harding's Woodbridge on Center Avenue in Portage, and joins us every Thursday at this time for a little conversation on a variety of topics we get into. How are you this morning, Jessica?
I am doing wonderful. And yourself?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us. I noted this a little earlier. Tomorrow is National Donut Day. We get two of these every year. We probably should get more, judging by the popularity of donut. But I don't know if you've got a wine or anything that goes with donuts, or but I'm sure there's going to be something special going on at Woodbridge tomorrow.
We are, actually. We've been experimenting with some new donuts, different kinds of sprinkles. We did a blueberry donut that was really good.
Oh, those are good.
And I don't know exactly what my bakery manager has up her sleeve tomorrow, but she says she is putting out extra donuts for the celebration. And in terms of wine, your question about what goes with donuts, I'm going to have to think on that one. We'll have to circle back around the next National Donut Day and talk about that, because I am sure there is wine that goes with donuts, but I can't wrap my brain around that. I'm a coffee
well,
person with my donuts.
Yeah, you're probably better off in that respect.
Well, pretty early in the morning to start with that.
Well, we're enjoying some wonderful hot summer weather, and I don't know about anybody else, but when the weather starts turning nice and warm and summer-like like this, I kind of get hungry for ribs, for one thing.
Oh, that's a four-letter word in this store.
It is, isn't it?
Actually, we're pretty excited about it this year. We've got an all-new deli crew, and we're kind of approaching it a little bit different. And I think it's going to be great. We're still going to have Kalamazoo Folklife here. They're going to be playing live music. We are going to attempt to do a sidewalk sale. So all of our general merchandise stuff, you know, like your Valentine's Day stuff, your Christmas stuff, your ornaments, your trinkets, your little dishes, all the general merchandise in the store that we have left over from previous holidays, and there's some summer stuff in it, too. I think we're going to do a sidewalk sale this year.
All right.
Part of
Ribfest,
Just
in time for Father's Day, I would imagine.
It is. And the great thing about these ribs is I am never in the mood for ribs after cooking ribs for 12 hours that day. So I speak from experience when I say these reheat wonderfully. We have people come in who are having a Father's Day barbecue that Sunday. So they'll come in Friday, and they'll buy four or five racks of ribs, leave them wrapped in the foil just like we do, and throw them on their barbecue grill on Sunday. So if you're having people over for a Father's Day barbecue, and especially if it's going to be 90 degrees, which I guarantee it will be, no one really wants to cook on those days. So let us do that for you. Come in, get your ribs. You can have rib dinner on Friday, fresh, hot, right out the door, or you can stockpile a few racks and eat them later on in the week. They also freeze very well, too. So we have people who will buy them and stick them in the freezer and have Ribfest in January at their house.
All right. So. That's the way to do it. That's the way
absolutely.
To do it. 15 days from now, put it on your brand new June calendar right now while you're thinking about it. Jessica from Harding's Woodbridge with us on WKZO this morning, and frequently during our conversations here on the show, Jessica will talk about a wine of the month. You have a wine of summer.
We do. I thought I'd try something new this summer. I ran across a really, really great deal on Scarborough Sauvignon Blanc, which is from the New Zealand region, and it's a big citrus bomb. It's bright, it's vibrant, high acidity, it's delicious ice cold, and you can make summer sangria with it, with some peach juice or some ginger ale and some fresh strawberries, or, you know, you can make a drink called Tincho, which has just a little bit of lime juice in it as well. So all summer I'll be talking about cocktail or mocktail variations that you can make with this wine. But personally, it's phenomenal right out of the bottle. And it kind of embodies your thought of what a summer wine should be. So Scarborough Sauvignon Blanc is my wine of the season right now.
All right. Outstanding. And would this, say, go with a dish like, maybe ribs?
Oh, yeah. Everything goes with ribs.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, it's got some really nice acidity to it, and I think it would play well with the savory that's in the rib, like the barbecue sauce that goes on the ribs. So, yes, this would be a good Ribfest addition.
Well, what a festive day that's going to be. 2 weeks from tomorrow, that would be, just ahead of Father's Day weekend. And Rib Fest at Harding's Woodbridge. Well, more on that, of course, in our conversation next week. But for now, Jessica, the wine steward at Harding's Woodbridge location on Center Avenue in Portage, joining us for our weekly update. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for sharing good news with us this morning.
Thank you. You have a beautiful weekend.